This goes to Dr. Stack, STACK, fax 989-875-5023. And Dr. Alkeek, Alkiek, fax 989-466-3643. Regarding Raymond Kindel, K-I-N-D-E-L, date of birth April 9th of 1941. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Kindel with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. His last visit was June 26th of this year. He's been feeling well and no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He did experience some dizziness during the summer, and his metoprolol extended release 25 milligram was decreased to half a pill daily instead of one daily, and that has resolved the dizziness, and he's feeling much better now. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, and his weight is up 4 pounds since his last visit. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Unchanged dyspnea on exertion, none at rest. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Rocaltrol 0.25 microgram. He takes one on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And otherwise, the medications are unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam, weight 204 pounds. Pulse is 49 and regular. Oxygen saturation is 93% on room air. Blood pressure is 114 over 42. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 22nd of 2023. He will be getting labs repeated next month, as he does them every 3 months. Creatinine is stable at 2.26, estimated GFR 28. Albumin is 4.2, calcium 9, phosphorus 3.8. Electrolytes are normal. Intact parathyroid hormone is improved. It was 249.3, now 173.4. Hemoglobin 13.0 with the normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease, no uremic symptoms. 2, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, currently appears to be in sinus rhythm. 3, secondary hyperparathyroidism, stable. We will continue to have labs checked every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.